Well, I've noticed like people getting on planes these days, especially when I was in the airport. It's like, please put some shoes on.
Well, if you are flying Jetstar, you don't expect
I don't
slightly
know.
more
Put shoes
bogan
on.
clientele than
No,
you're flying Qantas.
put shoes on. Don't wear thongs. Put shoes on.
Yeah, at least put pants on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
This is Mo with We Heart Music Radio, and on the line is
Sally
and Kristen.
I don't want to go out tonight to a friend's folk festival in my hometown. You're gonna have to. You're gonna have to. I don't want to go and dance tonight. I know what's not out on the side of sight. Who's gonna make you? Who's gonna make you? I just want to feel your arms around me.
Some of these festivals, you can get campgrounds, so you can like camp all night overnight, or is that
well, not for
not
V-Day
this
out,
one? Okay.
But the other festival that's coming up, which has a few notable inclusions, is the Playground Weekender.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Which is, Kristen might want to describe it because she went
a few years
last
ago?
Year,
2008.
All right. So last year, or pretty much last year.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So pretty much this is out at Wiseman's Ferry, which is...
Basically what happens, you have to get in a car and drive all the way out to Windsor, which is probably about an hour's way from where we are at the moment, and then drive through the bush, and you're probably driving for maybe half an hour. Make sure you have a map. You end up down the side of a cliff, or not a cliff, but it's sort of through a valley. You have to park your car, you have to get on a ferry, and then you get dropped off at the camping grounds. It's a very lovely, where it is, it's absolutely spectacular, but it's just a bitch to get to.
So yeah, it's an island, then?
It's not an island, it's just on the other side of the river.
Okay.
And I don't think you can actually drive to it. You've got to...
Oh, right. It's so massive that there's no bridges, right? That...
Yeah, yeah. But it's not an island. It's just on the other side of the river, I think.
Wait, so you know when you were describing driving through a bush, I had mentally picture a giant bush around your car and you're just driving through this huge bush.
The time I went, I was actually in my ex-boyfriend's Mini, so it wasn't the most comfortable of rides, but I'm not very good at reading maps, so there was many arguments about what turn off to go into. Yeah, it's just a really lovely place to have a festival, but just horrible to get to. But I kind of like how they treat it as an event. It's not like you don't have to catch a train, you actually have to, I don't know, you have to actually
trek there,
and it sort of makes it a big deal.
Yeah, so it's like it's a 4-day camping festival with it's quite a good lineup this year.
They always get very good lineups, like a lot of English bands. The year that I went, I saw Ian Brown, I saw Maximum Park, I saw the Wombats, and an Australian or Sydney band called Bells Will Ring, who I'm absolutely obsessed with. But
What was the name of that? Belgium Rings?
Bells Will Ring.
Bells Will Ring, okay.
Yeah, they're like a 60s shoegazy kind of band. Yeah,
you
coffee.
Sold me. Yeah,
no, they're They're my favourite Sydney band and have been for a number of years.
Yes, look them up.
Look them up. They're very good. Love them.
So, anyway, so did you have camping gear and everything?
Well, we only went for one night because I think at that point it was maybe like Saturday and Sunday. So we went on the Sunday because that's when Ian Brown and Maximum Park were playing. But I don't really do camping, so I certainly wasn't going to camp. But also at the grounds there's like cabins that you can book. And I think if you had like a mass of friends, it would be a great weekend. Just drink lots and lots of alcohol and hang out with English backpackers.
Nice.
Woo.
Nice.
Woo.
Yeah. Oh, boo.
All right, so no, who's playing this year then?
This year?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look.
Orbital!
Orbital, well, you know, they've been around since the 90s.
Yeah, they're way old.
Are they still doing that, like, techno kind of...
I assume so. I would like to see them because I know they used to wear these funny things on top of their heads.
So you don't know what they look like, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Like Chemical Brothers, that kind of thing. I'm sort of a bit into that, so...
Well, no, Chemical Brothers, you know Ed and the other guy,
yeah.
But because you see their pictures everywhere, but like Orbital, I've never really seen pictures of them, you know.
I think they're two bald dudes, but don't quote me on that.
Now you're making me think of Moby. Come on.
No, Moby's crap. Orbital is good.
So, but yeah, I mean, I think they like to kind of hide themselves, just like kind of like Daft Punk. Nobody knows what they look like, you know. It's part of the mystery, I think.
Yeah. So they're playing. Who else is playing? The Cribs.
I've seen them before, so if you probably have seen them.
Yeah, I saw them on my birthday, 2006.
Were they just as young and energetic as they were here?
There was lots of blood on the stage.
Oh wow!
Yeah, you know how the lead singer sort of attacks the microphone.
Oh wow! Did he chip a tooth or what? Or what did
he? No, I think he just like hit his lip and the blood just came gushing out.
Seen photos of that?
Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
But it's a bit exciting because they've just recruited Johnny Marr, which would be, I know, just for the fact that he's in it, kind of makes me want to see them a bit more.
Mm.
I'm kind of worried about Johnny Marr because wasn't he with Modest Mouse for a while?
Yes. Mm.
So did he leave Modest Mouse and then join another band? I mean, I like the Smiths. I'm a big fan, but I just wonder sometimes some of his choices he makes.
I think that's what he does. He, even after he left the Smiths, he went and joined the Pretenders and...
He was in Electronic?
Yeah, Electronic, and he was with Brian Ferry for a while and... an English band called The, Matt Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah, he seems to just like doing stuff, which, you know, all credit to him.
Oh yeah, great. But I mean, I thought the Cribs already had a really good guitarist. So it's kind of like, is he like, has he taken over the guitarist role, or?
I assume he's the guitarist or one of the guitarists in the band. I don't know. The Cribs are kind of young.
That's my question about it. Is they're very young and energetic, and you have, you know, Johnny Marr, who's a little maybe not that, you know, young anymore. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess he brings a little bit of history with him, and you know.
So who we got? We've got Blue Juice again, who we talked about.
I'm actually trying to look up pictures of them. Hang on a second. I have a picture of him in his underwear. And okay.
But that's actually quite an old picture, that one,
that's
when he's in his underwear.
It's an album cover of their first album, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, he's actually got like longer curly hair now. It's kind of cute. So.
Who else
we've got
is playing?
Excellent band, British Sea Power.
Okay, yeah, I've heard a lot about them, and actually a lot of my friends who are into modern British music are huge fans of British Sea Power. And I might have seen them before, but I'm not sure. I see so many bands that it's kind of hard to keep track of. Have they played Australia before?
I have no idea.
They've never toured here. They have never toured here.
This is their first time here.
Mm-hmm. I think they're also doing, there's like a festival over in Perth, like some sort of arts festival, and I think they're doing a soundtrack or something. I've got no idea. I was just looking at this other thing, and that's how I found out that British Sea Power were visiting us finally.
Okay.
And my claim to fame, I probably told you this.
Oh my god, okay, wait, stop the presses. I have seen that before. I have seen them before. I have pictures too. All right. So, okay, great. So
what's your claim to fame, Sally, about this?
Well, because they're based in Brighton, which I lived in Brighton for quite a while, and back in 2004, and I worked for the water board there.
Mm-hmm.
And the girlfriend of one of British Sea Power was one of the people that brought our samples in.
Oh my god!
I don't think I spoke to her once.
Oh my god.
I only got to speak to the smelly man, but anyway, that's a whole different story. Let's see, who else? Let's look.
Brian Jonestown
Massacre.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Are they an older band?
Yeah. Have you seen Dig?
Oh, that documentary about the... Yeah. What's that band? Dandy Warhols?
Yeah, the Dandy Warhols. What's the lead singer's name? Anton? Anton? He's crazy, but they make really good records.
Okay, great. They probably have toured Australia before, right?
Yeah, they came out here probably maybe 2 years ago, and I actually missed them, so I'm hoping to catch them this time.
Ooh, I'm looking at the lineup. Bjorn again, who I think is an Avo cover
tribute.
Man.
Yeah, tribute.
That would be quite interesting in a kind of crap way.
Because I hate Avo.
I don't mind Avo.
Yeah,
I have a little soft spot for Avo.
I don't. No soft spots whatsoever.
Well,
Wait, what is
we
the
cannot
ABBA?
Be friends now. I'm going home.
Wait, who's the ABBA cover band?
They're called Bjorn again.
I think Australia is notorious for having ABBA tribute bands that make just as much money as ABBA themselves.
I'm not surprised. I know there's a lot of Beatles cover bands that basically make a huge living just doing Beatles songs. But ABBA, I mean, who doesn't love ABBA? Come on, I mean...
Kristen,
I don't like them at all.
A lot of people don't.
Can't stand it.
They have such good hit songs, and they're from Sweden.
Yeah, I love things from Sweden, but I just don't like ABBA.
All right, that's fair enough.
Sorry, what are their names?
Bjorn?
Bjorn.
That's what I will call them.
Anyway, I'm sure they're really lovely people.
Anyway, let's get off that topic. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright, Fernando. They were shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Though we never thought that we could lose, there's no regret. Got Jamie Liddell. I actually downloaded Jamie Liddell's one of his albums the other day.
Is it alright?
It's kind of dancey, but it's kind of he doesn't do like super long songs, which is kind of cool because I have no attention span. It's actually quite entertaining, I found, but yeah, I don't think I'd bother seeing him.
Pivot. I really like Pivot. They're an Australian band. Signed to the Warp Records, which is pretty cool.
All right.
Pivot, yeah.
Have they been around for a really, really,
yeah,
really,
they've been
really
around
long
for a long time.
Like 95?
Oh, I don't know about 95, but...
What kind of music do they do?
Well, think Warp, like all that glitchy square pusher, that kind of stuff.
Okay, like... Okay.
Yeah, kind of that ambient. No, not ambient, more just sample. I don't know. They're good. I really like them.
Right. The Bees are doing a DJ set, which is a bit exciting because I've quite liked the Bees since I first heard them when I was in England. And I remember seeing them because I was living at the time with a guy and his family who loved football. So every Sunday, the football, you know, match of the day and all that, blah, 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 was on, just being drilled into my head. And I remember there was some show on in the morning and a couple of the members of the Bees came on to talk about their favourite football team and they played a song and it was pretty good. But
have they been to Australia before?
They have. They have played Australia before. I didn't see them because I couldn't actually find anyone who wanted to come with me.
Oh, poor Sally.
I know, and it was cheap. It was like $40, so...
People. You know, for Americans, I think they're known here as the band of Bees because I think the Bees are another band here or established here. So they had when they came over to America, they had to change it to a band of Bees, which I don't think they're very popular here. But yeah, so you're saying they're only doing the DJ portion or they don't have a full band?
They're doing a DJ set, so I don't know. I actually don't know how many people are in the Bees. It looks like several, two. But I'm not sure how many are actually going to be here to DJ. But I'm assuming it just means they'll spin a few of their favourite songs, whatever. But that would be good to see because I think I like their songs. So therefore, I imagine they would play songs that I liked.
Ewan Pearson, I just noticed that he's like an Uber super producer.
That should be a band's name.
Uber super producer. Ewan Pearson's an interesting guy. He's done records like Block Party and that kind of stuff, who are not interesting, but I don't know. He's done interesting stuff.
Remixed for Chemical Brothers, Depeche Mode, The Rapture, and Goldfrapp. Never heard of him.
Yeah.
And incidentally, do you remember the Bees? They did a song called Chicken Payback
I remember that.
The lyrics are so dumb. It's basically pay back, and then you insert an animal back, and then pay the, you know, chicken back. You know, that's all. Never mind. But it was so catchy, though.
That's right. Anyway. They have a lot of silly lyrics. If you actually sit and listen to any of their songs, they're not really profound in any way. But that's what I like.
I guess we just cover basically all the bands you're probably interested in, right?
Yeah, there's none that I've... other ones I've really heard of. Well, I've heard of them, but none that jump out at me and...
All right. Oh, no. Stop calling me. All right. I think I might have to go, actually. Actually, you know, I've seen Johnny Marr play a solo. He used to be in a band called Johnny Marr and the Healers.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see him play, and I remember I touched him. So it was kind of like that was as close as
where,
I...
Where did you touch him?
He was on stage. I touched him, you know.
No, but where did you touch him? What did you touch?
All right. His arms, okay.
Whoa. No, that's funny.
And that was the closest I'll ever get to Morrissey, so that's fine. I mean, 2 degrees of separation, my friend.
Touching Johnny Marr on the arm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, but I ended up like buying his CD, buying his shirt, you know, trying to. And then you know what? He broke up the band that very next month. So it's kind of like it felt like he didn't really try, you know. But anyway. But yeah, I like Johnny Marr. I think he's an excellent guitarist. And but I just
he's from Manchester, so he's got to be all right.
He's what?
He's from Manchester, so he's got to be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.